Mishkan, as a Mokim of Asher HaShoda, try to understand it, analyze it, and try to understand it a little bit more. There are things here that I'm sure we've all been guarded by over the years, whether we knew it or not. And I'm sure when I mention some of the things that are bothering me, I mean just in terms of understanding what it means that the Mishkan and the Mikdash was a Makom of Hashoras Hashkina. So in that vein, we'll start with Gemara Brachos. The Gemara says that Daf Yud Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara starts with a pasuk of this week's parasha. The Eker Asi B'Shem. Salom Ben Uri Ben Chul Amat Yehuda. Salom, you know, the Gemara HaMishkan. The Gemara says, why was he called the Salom? The Gemara says like this, Rabbi Yitzchak, Amrav Shmuel Ben Achmen Rav Yonasan, the Salom, Hashem Chachmas Enik. It's called the Tzal, or Hashem is Chachmas. Shosh Amalai Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, Lez Emalai Nibu Tzal, Hasen in Mishkan Arnu Rikei. And the Moshe called Moshe to tell the Tzal, make for me a Mishkan in Arnu Rikei. Where does it say that the Moshe, in that order, where does it say that the Moshe is Metzavi to make a Mishkan Arnu Rikei? So, Rashi says, because in this week's Parashah, that's the way they're stood in Pashas Kisisa, Re'ei Karasi B'Shaim, it says, Esayim Mayim, Ve'esayim Mayegus, and so on, so it says, first the Mishkan, and then the Mayim, and then the Ked. So, Halach Moshe Lahafa. Moshe Rabbeinu switched around, he's not happy with the water. And when he actually told the Talmud what to do, he told him, Rashi says, like in the order in Pashas Truma, it starts off with the Adam before he describes the Asiyah of the Mishkan. He told them it seems to make first the Klei HaMishkan and then the Mishkan. So the Twitch, the famous Gemara, Amar Loi Moshe Rabbeinu Minhagu Shel Adam Adam Bayin Abayis V'acha Kach Machnis L'Klei HaKeil. The person usually first builds the house and then he brings in the Kelim. Not like you're saying, V'acha Oyme Aseli Aron V'Kelim U'Mishkan. Kelim Shani Oysi L'Eich Nachnisa. Where am I supposed to put the Aron once I'm finished if I don't yet have the Mishkan? Which is really again the way Moshe Shalom actually was Mitzav. In fact, first make the Mishkan and then the Shema Kacham Alecha Kodesh Baruch Hu. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shalom told you as follows. You say Mishkan on the Kei, the order of the Mishkan. Maloi, Moshe Rabbeinu responded, Shema B'Tzeil Kei, Lo Yisav Yadat. Moshe Rabbeinu asked him rhetorically, maybe you were in the shadows of the Rebbeinu Shalom. He was the spoil that he picked up on the seeming, on an error, on the seeming disorder of the way Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over the tzivah of the Rebbeinu Shlach. And Betzalo Mechachmasa, on his own, independent of any special nevuah that he got, he was able to be oimid on the original tzivah of the Rebbeinu Shlach to first make the Mishkan and then to make the Kei. So the Lashon B'Tzalel of the Gemara is Moshe Rabbeinu's Tmiyah, the Spilus, probably a better word, Shema B'Tzeil Kei L'Yisav Yadav. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yehuda, 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 Amar Rav Tzalo has created the Mishkan and the Kelim through the Tzivuch of Isis. If it's Chochma, like it says in the Pasuk, in the Parasha, Ayimali Isis, Ruach Elokim, the Chochma, the Sfuna of the Das. And in Ksiv Hasam, it says by Briya Shemayim, Vodet, Hashem, the Chochma, Yosef, Odet, Kainim, Shemayim, the Sfuna. So you see that the Parasha created the world, which we know was through the Tzivuch of Isis, and he created it, the Chochma, the Sfuna, which is another way of saying, through a stack of Barayas about Almut, see the places is just another form, essentially, of using the Torah to be a Bara Almut, the Koyach HaTorah. And the Tzalo followed that same data, Tzalo in the book of Mishkan, which we know is symbolic of, and it's Zeluh Umazel, the Briya Shemayim Va'odet, it's the Mokhan Ashur Sashnina, it's in the very Gezer Anten. When the Rebbeinu Shlom is Masha Shkenasi in the world, it says he created the Mishkan, Zeir Anten of the world, the Mokam Ashur Sashuda. So that was also, the Gemara says, done through the Tzibur for Isis, through the Tzibur for Isis, through the Tzibur for Isis. I just want to ask this some, like, why is it that we find that if it's Saul's name, or at least the way he's referred to, probably had other names, but he's referred to in the Torah, that they, this Maisa, Hashem, this Maisa, Shema B'tzeo Keo Hayisa, and the Adata, and that's how you knew to first make the Mishkan and then to make the Arun. It seemed to be, first of all, any tremendous type of I mean, he says, Shema, a person born in Abayis, this is the way you do it. Punkt. Hashem, this Maisa, Shema B'tzeo Keo Hayisa, this interaction between Moshe Rabbeinu and B'tzalel, this discussion that they were having, so Mishum Zeh is. Is referred to in the Torah as B'tzalel ben Uri ben Hur, the Gabi Dasi Samish. That's number one. So we'll start with the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Truma. The Ramban says, the famous Ramban, the Ramban says that also the Migdash v'shachanti b'soicham, is of the Ramban, that this v'shachanti b'soicham in the Mishkan is really a continuation, a hemshah of the Shechinah that the Ramban Shalom was invited. And if not for the Chetah Egel, the Shechina would have remained as such. But because there was a Chetah Egel and so on, so the Ran Shalom was mitzvah the opinion of Mishkan, and to create a place where the Shechina is going to reside in Klal Yisrael, Kiimu came that it was on Maimon Har Sinai, which is. Again, Tzizamun B'yachad of the Torah, Shnei Buchis HaBris in the Aron, Yivein HaKudim, that's where the Shechina will be shoyden. The media stick for Klal Yisrael post the Chet HaEgel after the Yisinus HaKudim. Which is to say, which is on the most simple basic level, of course, we're all aware, that the Ashras HaShechina that we have in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, is a hemshech of the Ashras HaShechinah that we had in Maimon Har Sinai. And the same way that the Shechinah by Maimon Har Sinai, the Ran Shalom, which says, Vayal Hashem al Har Sinai, and so on, was Mekusha, was Fabunden, Mithla Tolid, in this that the Torah was given, that it was basically, the Shechinah was necessary, the Shechinah was there. As a result of the Ashbaz HaTorah that the Ran Shalom was given on Har Sinai, that's why the Shechina was there, was present at Har Sinai as a connection with the fact that the Ran Shalom was giving the Torah. So too, in the Mishkan, the Shros HaShechina is present in the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan is the Mokum, the Torah resides in the Uchlis and Aron HaBris, and as such, that's the Mokum of the Ikka Hashpor of the Torah in Klal Yisrael. In the Leila, where you have the Mokum of the Hashpor of the Torah, so that, like it says in the Pasuk, Hashem, Yitan Chochma, Mipiv, Lasik Svut, that the Chochma of the Torah comes from the Piv Shalachar Yisrael. That is, that's to say, that it's a product of the Shechina, of the Ribbono Shel Olam Shechina, is the Hashpa'as HaTorah which comes about, which is the Ratzon Hashem. We find Taka, more specifically, make it more practical, bring it more down to earth, that the Mokan, the Lishkas HaGosis, the Beis HaMikdash, was the place where the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, the Sanhedrin HaGadol resided. Hashem, the Rambam says, Yotze Haidah, Taidah is Yotze Yisrael, and so on. That's where the Taidah, the Ikkah, can see in Taidah, Taidah, Vahashem, Yerushalayim, came down in the Beis HaMikdash, the Lishkas HaGosa specifically. Again, that's because the place of the Mishkan and the Mikdash is the Ikkah Mokam Hashem HaShchina for the Shchina in this world. And Meila, that was, and the reason why that was there is because that's the place that the Torah is going to come out of. The Torah comes mitiv da'as v'smuna from the Mokum of the Ashras HaShechina. If you track the Torah back to its source, the Torah is the Ratzon Hashem that's mitiv da'as v'smuna. So of course, whoever is the Ikka Mokum Hedor and Torah, Yitzhas, the Yisrael, is the Mokum where you have the Ashras HaShechina. That is the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. We find this in the Gemara in Brachas of Chesed Aleph also. The Gemara says base on English. Hamlo Lagosh Rohu, Aladala Hamishal Loha Bukhar. It's right that from the time that the base of English was Nechrach. I'm saying this just because we tend to think of the base of English as a Mokhem Avoida, which we'll get to momentarily. But you see in these various Gemaras and the Psukim that we're bringing, that halachas that you see that the Beis HaMikdash was, it seems primarily, and certainly the source, and the reason for the Ashuras HaShmina was Chagundin is Tali and Mekushi in the fact that that is the Ikka Mokim of Limud HaTayra and Hayra and Tali Yisrael. Ki Mitzi and Taitz and Taira is ultimately the source of the Shmina of the Ashuras HaShmina. Again, like the Ramban says, it follows from Ayim Rasina. Ayim Rasina was a makam from the Sina Sataida. The Sina was not, you don't associate it as the makam Tfilin or makam Avayda. It's the makam of the Sina Sataida, Kabbalah Sataida. That Shchina from Ayman al-Sina is Zokhi Ramban, is encapsulated in a concentrated form, is placed not the Chet of Egon, but the makam of Mikdash, the Mishnah. Mikdash. Shem Yishav Yad Sataida Hayrali Yisrael. And like if you said, it's a Gemara in Brachas, that from the time that the Beis HaMikdash was Nechra, the Rabbanu Shalai Lama. So, it seems that from that point on, the Makom, the Ikka Makom Ashuras HaShmina, which is associated with the Nesinas HaTorah of Yisrael, is now destroyed. So, Ein Lo Lagav Baruch Hu, Elo Dalei Am Shalalach HaKuvad, the Makom Kamika, which was the Makom of the Lishkas Hagazis, and Misham Yodzi Torah of Yisrael, and Chayin Shakadosh, and Taran and the Luchas. So, as a substitute for that, so it says, Rabbanu Shalom resides now in every base of Adosh, Dawud Amishal Alokha is now, for all intents and purposes, our Makkah Mikdash. That's the Mikdash Ma'am Klaus. You find this in Avis also, in Avis and Paragim, Mishnah, the Mishnah says that Minayim, the son of Shayosh, the Ice of the Kaida, Shashvina, Shruya Benayim. There's a Pasik, and then the Mishnah goes on, and it says, Ba'fu Le'echot, and there's a Pasik. Says that the Rabban Shalom comes to wherever Klal Yisrael is, that the Rabban Shalom comes down to every place that there's a limit. HaTayva is the Mokim, is the Ikka Mokim HaShuras HaShmina. That is what brings HaShuras HaShmina to Klal Yisrael. That's on the one hand. The Idach Yisrael we find, of course, as we're all aware, that generally we associate the Mokim of Ikka not as the Mokhem HaTayra, the Mokhem HaChachma, like it says by Bitzalo, Das, and Sivuna, like it says, Ein Lagosh Baruch Hu, Dalam Shalalocha, but we fakirly associate the Mikdash primarily with the Mokhem HaVoida. And today, Tfilas is the Mokhem HaVoida, and even then, it was the Mokhem HaTfila also, it's the Ikka Mokhem HaVoida for Klal Yisrael. So presumably, if that's the case, so the Ashuras HaShchina, Ashuras HaShchina is the Mokoyim where a person can come and be Mizdavik to the Rabban Shalom to Ashuras HaShchina in terms of it being this place where a person can be Mizkanev to the Rabban Shalom. This is Mefurish of Sukkim as well. It says in Melachim in Perikas, you know, the Pasuk says, V'hayu Einai V'libu Yisham Kol Hayamim, the Rabban Shalom said that my eyes, my heart, Kaviyachim, will be in the Mokom HaMikdash, meaning that it's a Mokom that the Persian will see Klal Yisrael, will look down and see the Tzadis, and will hear and see the Tfilas, and the Makabal the Tfilas, and the Avoy the Klal Yisrael. It says there also, that V'spalu Eilech HaShvon HaMel, it says V'spalu Eilech HaDeach Artsum, we face Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim we face the Beis HaMikdash, and you're being V'spalu, because like it says in the Pasuk, the Vayetze, V'zeh Shara HaShemayim, this is the Mokom, this is the Shara HaShemayim. Beis HaMikdash Shamat is the Chum of Megid, the Beis HaMikdash Shamat. Which is to say that that's the Shara HaShemayim. The Shara HaShemayim, you're not talking about Torah. Shara HaShemayim means it's the opening from which the Tfilas Klal Yisrael go up. Beis HaMikdash and the Chum of Megid, the Mikdash Shamayim, that's the Kisei HaKabal, that's the Mokom of the Kisei HaKabal. And that's why the Beis HaMikdash is Mechuvan over there, because the Ashuras HaShchina from Shara HaShemayim, Beis HaMikdash Shamayim, is the Mokom where the Tfilas can be best accepted by the Spalu Elach, by the Rabban Shalom, the Spalu Elach, the Derech Arzom, like it says, Vabayis HaShem Bamiso L'Shmecho, the end of the Pasuk. So we need to then understand that this is what I was mostly referring to when we started out, that on the one hand we find that the Beis HaMikdash is associated primarily with the Ikka, the Kedusha, and the Ashuras HaShchina of the Beis HaMikdash is associated with the giving of the Torah and Aliba that Torah and the Ayurah and Shemisham Torah Yaitzim Yisrael. And of course, the Arin is the most Mekodesh, Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Arin is the most Mekodesh even within the entire Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, usually, Makom HaMikdash and the we say the Makom HaMikdash, we mean the Ashras HaShchinah, the Vasim HaMikdash, the Shechanta, the Seichem of the Beis HaMikdash is associated with being a Makom HaVoidah and a Makom Tefillah, that's the point where the Tefillahs of Klal Yisrael go up, the Shah HaShemayim and the Mitzkan. So that's the kasher between it being the Makom HaVoidah, one hand, the Kedusha, the Shechanta, the Seichem, is the Ikkar Makom HaVoidah, the Mitzir and Taitzei Taitah, and on the other hand, it being Zesha Shemayim is the Makom Tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. We find similarly such a connection. This overlapping, so to speak, of the Makom HaMikdash being both the primary Makom Tefillah and the Makom Taira. The Gemara Megillah on the Chavavim and Beis, the Gemara discusses, you know, Ma'ayla Makadish Ve'emayin, so you have to, you sell a shul. It says you're only able to buy something that's kosher, so you can buy it on Kodesh with the money. You can't buy something that's just less kosher. The Gemara declares that you sell the shul and buy a base on average. And that's considered man on the Kodesh. So the Gemara brings two mandamas. One mandamas says you can sell the shul and buy a base on average because the base on average has more kosher than all. But you can't do the reverse. The other mandamas says that will happen. That you can only sell a Beis Medrash and buy a shul, but you can't sell a shul and buy a Beis Medrash. Nobody seems to hold that they're shop. Only Alma Maidi like Pligi, that they're not on the same level. If they were on the same level, you crashes you could not do either. So you have to be a Malin because there's not. Everybody holds, everybody's in agreement that either the Beis Medrash is a Kodesh Yosef or the Beis HaKnesses is a Kodesh Yosef. Neither one holds that they're shop. The Gemara then goes on and says, and the fight of this machlokes is told in another machlokes in the chat of the pasuk. In Malachim Beis, the pasuk says, this is a reference, without getting into the entire pasuk here, but it says, there's called Beis Gadol Sadaf Beis. The pasuk says that every Yishalayim was being burnt, it's Matzvon Beis Yishayim, it's in the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Beis HaMelech was destroyed, and Kobat the Yishalayim was destroyed, and everything is called Beis Gadol. Well, what's the Bayis Gadol? What's left? We already covered the Beis HaMikdash and the Palace and the Bottom. What's Bayis Gadol, son of a? So if you give Mordor, Machloikis, if you're using every show, then like, Chad Oma, Mokim Shem Agadol by Toyo, which is more of a sign that's the Shuvah Delay, because it's right, that's the Shuvah Delay. Bayis Gadol is the Mokim of the Bayis Shem Agadol by Toyo. It's referred to as great, because it's the place where the growth of Torah takes place, the Iker growth of Torah takes place. So it's a reference to the Batei Midrashim within Yerushalayim, or destroyed. The Chadom and Rabbi Yoshman says it's the Mokko in the school Gadol because it's the Mokko in Shemagam by Tvila. And the Yerushalayim brings Psukim for both. And it goes on to say, since Rabbi Shub and Levi previously said that you could sell a shul and make it buy a Beis Medrash, so the altar of the Beis Medrash is greater than the more Kedusha, it's probably Shlesi, than the Beis HaKnesses. So he must be the one that says that the Bayis Gadol, which is obviously the most Gadol, otherwise he wouldn't refer to it as the Bayis Gadol, if there's something more Gadol, more Kaddish than it. So Bayis Gadol is referring to the epitome, to the highest Kedusha, which is the Bayis. So that must be, in Shulba Levi, he must be the one that says that it's the Beis Medrash. He says that you can sell a shul, but if it's madish, you can't sell a madish and buy a shul. That's the point of our time. So, what's the insight of this machlokes of Shulba Levi and Rabbi Yoshua? They both bring sukkim, but one of them identifies a madish as being the makkah that has the ikkar kedusha. The other one is saying that the Beis HaKnesses is the Makom HaVoidah, the Makom Tefillah, has the greater Kedusha than does the Beis Medrash. Now, in light of what we have just been discussing until now, it stands to reason, and it's Mistadim, why? Now, when you think about it for a moment, we know that both the Shul and the Beis Medrash are referred to in Chazal as a Mikdash Ma'at. They both represent, because they're out there to some degree, the Eilam and Mikdash Ma'at, that they represent. exempt in some small way the Kedusha. The Kedusha that we don't today have in the Beis HaMikdash, and even the Zman HaMikdash, the Mikdash is considered a Mikdash Mikdash. So essentially, if you put it all together, it would seem that the Machloikis of Yerushalayim, the Shulam and Levi, as to whether the Beis HaMikdash or the Beis HaKnesses is called the Shulam, is essentially goes back to the issue we've been discussing as to what is the high point, so to speak, of this, that the Kedusha, which is to say the Shema, that's in the Beis HaMikdash, not the Mikdash Ma'at, but in the Etzem, the Ikka Beis HaMikdash, which is the Ikka Mokka Mashiach Shema Klal Yisrael, is that primarily, do we identify that, and the Meir was the Mikdash Ma'at, the Ikka Mikdash Ma'at, we identify as meaning the Mokka Shemagadman by Taida, because after all, it's a concentrated and a smaller version, it's a miniature form of the Mikdash, the Ikka Beis HaMikdash, which is whose Hashras Hashchina is pointed to Shulam primarily there and Mishtayach and the Kushan with its being a Mokim Shemadadun by Taira, Kimitsi and Tetsi Taira, or is a Mikdash Ma'at, we view as the Ikka Mikdash Ma'at, the most Mikudish, as far as a Mikdash Ma'at, we identify as being the Beis HaKnesses according to Yoshma, because the Beis HaKnesses being Mokim Avoida is the miniature of the Beis HaMikdash, which we don't have today. But that Beis HaMikdash whose Hashras Hashchina is primarily there as a Mokim Shemagadim by Tvila, not as a Mokim Shemagadim by Tvila. Again, both are true. But ultimately, we need to identify which ultimately we're going to label, and we're going to what is a Shul or a Beis HaMikdash, which is more reflective of the Beis HaMikdash. Because if the Beis HaMikdash has these two dual identities, it's the Mokim Kimitziyat by Tvila, the Mokim Shemagadim by Tvila, delicious and gossip. As Mokim Shemagadim by Avoda Tzura. So, now interesting, as we pointed out, that they don't go one could say that the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaMikdash is Hashavah. That they both have some quality of the Beis HaMikdash, neither one has both. And then they're both Shavah in the Kedusha because they both represent the ingredients of the Hashras Hashchina which exists in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's not the case. Shimon Levi identifies ultimately the Beis HaMikdash as being a Mokim Shemagadim by Taira, and as such, the Beis Medish is what carries on, is the Mokim for that, the Ikha Shuras Hashkin and Kal Yisrael. Like we said, Engle, like a Baruch, who are about the Amish Al-Racha, but Vat to that. And the Yoyi cannot identify the Beis HaKnesses as, so to speak, the standard bearer, that which is carried forth the Kedusha, the Ashras Hashlima, into every Mikdash Ma'at of the Beis HaKnesses, which the Mokim Shemagadim by, Avoy the Mokim Shemagadim by Taira. Beer in this machloikis, how Rav Yochanan identifies it as being the Beis HaKnesses, and Shmuel Levi identifies it as being the Beis HaMikdash. We know that, of course, how can the Beis HaMikdash have both qualities? Meshkofma says, Pash the Tzavet, Meshkofma basically saying, Sarai to what we just said, that he traces back the Machloek is a true Malevi and Rabbi Yochanan to the Beis HaMikdash. The Mokim Shemagadim by Taira, but the Beis HaMikdash has a greater connection to the Beis HaKnesses, Mokim Shemagadim by Taira, to the Beis HaMikdash, which we said is a small truth in the Chayda because it's a Mikdash Ma'at Zerah. With this you can understand the Pasuk of Parshas Tzavet. The Pasuk says, Pesach oil moyed asher yivoyed lacham shem. It's in Perek Chavtes. Pasuk mem beis. Oil as tamid lo dechei seichem Pesach oil moyed bifnei Hashem. So you bring the tamid, the oil. Pesach oil moyed. Lachotzer by the Mizbeach. Lachitzer. Outside the oil moyed, you brought Rashi brings two dais, which is the place that it says that the Dibur is Yotzer to Klal Yisrael, the Shechina, the Ikim Mokim Hashor, the Shechina, is Pesach Oyel Moyeg, Asher Yivoyed Lacham Shom. You can learn this one of two ways. Rashi brings from Chazal. Yesh Amru. We know before the Mishkan was built, so the Dibur came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Dibur came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Jerusalem was built, so now there's a question in Chazal, there's a machloikis Rashi brings, whether when it says Asher Yivoyed Lachem Sham L'Davar Elech Hashem, is that going back to Pesach Oil Mayim? Not to the Oil Mayim, it's going back to the Mokum on his Beah, where you brought the carbon. That's to say that from the point that they built now the Mishkan, the Shemot, the Meduim, now the Ikka Dibba is not coming with Ben Akruvim, the Dibba is coming on top of the Mizbeach and Chachos, the Mokum Ha'avoid of Chach. So, Zoyben Kiyashi. יש מן אבסנו למד מכאן שמעל מזבח הנפש ישראל הקביבות ומדב אמר שנשארו כמה משהו את הדיר לא קיים כבר גוין של אילון זה קיים כבר גוין של אילון על כפה למזבח החוש יש אלצור את האילון לחוצה ויש אין מעל הקפיוס יש למה דיברת איתך מעל הקפיוס ואשר יבואת לוחם העומר כאן זה זה אשר יבואת it's not going back on the Pesach oil mayid it's going back on the oil mayid within the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Beit HaKruvim, like it always was, it never changed. The same way it was before the Hukam HaMishkan, that's the way it continued, within the Oil Moed and the Mokum HaOdin, that's from where the Shkina, so to speak, came and was adapted to Father's Son. So from the Shechofa, Ken Zayin, after Shechofa, that this was like us, as to whether the Ikim Mokum HaShroas HaShkina and the Dibur that came about the Klal Yisrael together, B'yachad, Shem Yotzeh Yerol Yisroel, whether that came from the Mokum HaOdon, or that came from the Mokum HaMizbeach, so from the Shechokm is totally in the Machlokes of Shuv and Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. That if we say that if Beis HaMedrash has more Kedusha, because it's a Mokum Shemegadli Vaitoira, that's called a Bayis, you see that that's called a Bayis Gadol, that's the most Mekudosh, because it's a Mokum Shemegadli Vaitoira. So, presumably, it being a Mikdash Ma'at, so it stands to reason, like we said, that it's a reflection, ultimately, of the Kedusha, of the Ikki Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash HaGadol, which, according to the Man Omer, that says, if it came from the Odin, is because ultimately you identify the Ikki HaShoras HaShmina in the Beis HaMikdash as being associated with the Makom HaOdin, with the Makom of Kedusha, with the Makom of Gavim of Kedusha. And that's why Taka the Shmina and the people came to Kedusha, from Ibn Akruvim. On the other hand, the Yerushalayim that says that a Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha, because relatively speaking, a Mokim Shemagadlin Boi Tvila is ultimately the purpose of Hashroas Hashkina. If that's the fact, then stands the reason that Mishavokim HaMishkan, the Dibur and Hashroas Hashkina, the Rosh of the Migdash, came to Kral Yisrael from the Mokim HaMizbeah, which is the Mokim HaBoi Tvila from the Yisrael. Two things we need to understand. First of all, what does it mean that Mishavokim HaMishkan, it started out as an oil? It was always in the oil mine. Mishavokim HaMishkan, something needed to change. So why did it have to change Mishavokim HaMishkan? The Ikim Mokim HaShoras HaShkina was associated with the oil until that point, the Beis HaMikdash, that the Mishkan was erected. So why, according to the Manda Omer, say that Mokim Shemagadlin by Tvila, why did it now switch over to the Mizbeach? Second of all, Chayra, no one's going to say that the Mokim HaMizbeach has more Kedusha than the Mokim HaOdin. It's not possible. HaOdin is in the Chodesh HaKadosh, it's a place that even Kehanim couldn't go, and the Kohen Gadol only was able to go Achas Bashanim, called the Chodesh HaKadosh. Because we know that the Aron HaBris is the focal point of the entire Mishkan. And it's called Mishkan HaEdos because the Aron HaEdos is within it. So that's why it's called Mishkan HaEdos. It's ultimately the receptacle, it's the Melkoi that the Aron resides within. And within the Aron you have the Taita and the Rufus HaEdos, which is the focus and the ultimate position of Klal Yisrael. So what does this mean that the Meshachot is saying that nonetheless at the same time that Yerushalayim that says that if Beis HaKnesses has no Kedusha is presumably because it's the Mikdash Ma'at of the Beis HaMikdash, which the focus in the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum HaMikdash, the Bayis Godo of the Beis HaMikdash, the focus thereof is the Mokum HaMizbeah, which is the Mokum HaMikdash. How does that shift? I mean, Yisrael Azar can approach the Mizbeah. They can't go anywhere near. No one can go anywhere near. Only the Kohen Gadol to the Mokum. Makam HaKodesh Biyayisa, the Hikim Makam HaKodesh HaShvilis, clearly is the most Makam, the most HaKodesh Hikim Makam is in the Kodesh HaKodesh. So the Chayra, the chat, everything that we were struggling with, the Chayra Zayr, it's not Hidushim, it's saying from Shukim. I said, I'm sure it's things that at some level who is bothered each and all of us. But the chat is the Chayra, at least the approach, I think, is the emes over there. The better to approach this and understand it is as follows. Avodah and Tefillah is by definition, the taish of Avodah and Tefillah is Iskaros. Iskaros to the Marshal. That is what Avodah and Tefillah is. It says, Kimigo Godol, Ashaloy Elokim, Kroivim Elov, Ashkos Hana, and Yisrael is Shaloi Lekim Karevim Eilam, and we're close to the Rebbein Shalom. When? Hashem Lekeinu B'chol Kareinu Eilam. We call out, we spell it to the Rebbein Shalom. Mar Hashem says, "Be Yigivu Midas, Gris Frusish, and if he's Eilis Reiko, B'chol Kareinu Eilam, Yigivu Midas, maybe specifically." That is the Eifin that a Yid is Miskadev to, it's close to the Rebbein Shalom. It's true, it's Avodah Satfila. So in an Asherah Karev Hashem B'chol Kareinu, Hashem is close, the Chol Kodav, to those that call out, to beseech Him. The Chol Hashem Yikra'u, Be'emes, to those that are Oisik and Tefila, and Avoidah, and Amidah, Emes, that is the form and the root that a Yid is Miskarev to Rabban Shem. That is the essence of Tefila, and Avoidah is Iskarvus, is Kiruv of a Yid, the Iskarvus to Rabban Shem. So a Yid comes and shows up in the Beis HaMikdash, he's ready to be scarred from the Rebbein Shalom. The Rebbein Shalom is not there. Taira is, ultimately Taira is what brings the Shechina. The Sara, Yoshua, Ma'iskim, the Taira, is the Shechina Shviya Benaya. Chayyim is most closely identified with the Iskaros, the Shechina in the sense. That's the way in which the Shechina, that's what brings the Shechina within Klal Yisrael. A person could be misfollowed, that's not going to bring the Shechina. So the Beis HaMikdash by design and by definition, of course, has two components. The component, and the reason why it's called the Mishkan HaEdos, the central focus of the Mishkan, of course, and the source, so to speak, the Shaydish of its Kiddusha and the Ashuras Hashkina within the Mishkan is not the Avodah and the Tefillah. The Avodah and the Tefillah requires, as a prerequisite, say, Hiskaros to Rabban Shalom. You need that there's a pre-existing, you need that it should be a Mokan, the Ashuras Hashkina. In order for it to be a Zeh Shah HaShemayim, it needs to be preceded by Ein Zaki and Beis HaLakim. It first needs to be a Beis HaLakim. When you have a Beis Ein Zaki, you have to have Ein Zaki and Beis HaLakim. A Zeh Shah HaShemayim. It needs first to be a Mokam Shemagadlam by Torah, in order for it to become a Mokam Shemagadlam by Torah. The growth of Tefillah, the Aniyah, presupposes that the Rebbein Shalom resides, is already residing in Ashur Sashina in this world, the Hikam Hom Mishkana is in the Mikdash, and this Mikdash on Mata, which is Mechina Kedega, the Mishkan, the Mikdash on Mata. But how does it become that Mikdash on Mata? What brings the Rebbein Shalom into Ashur Sashina? What is going on with the Rebbein Shalom? That the Rebbein Shalom places his presence in that Mata. That is Al Yidei, Eisek, and Ashpah of Torah, Limud HaTorah and Eisek. Torah, the Chefzef of Torah, has within it the Kedusha of Ashur's Hashem. Chefzef of Torah, the Olam, with the Luchas and the Torah. And the Eisek of that Torah, the Lishkas Hagazis, the Mishram Yeretzah in early Yisrael, that was the repository of all the halachis and the Isaac, and even the Ramelis the Koyma. The Hikim Mokam, the primary Mokam of the Ramelis, the Rinna, the Taitim Yitzi and Taitim Koyma, the Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, because you could at the same time identify the Mishkan and the Mikdash as being the Makom So you now have the Hashem, it's now the Makom Hashem. If we're able to take the Shechina of Maimon Hasina and to place it, we need to find a way taking the Shechina that exists in Maimon Hasina and concentrating it in the Makom in this world and the Makom Habayis. How do you do that? Well, the Shechina is there because Ki Hashem Yitin Chochma Nukiu Da'as Yisfuna, the Shechina is there because that's a Makom, because Hasinai, the Torah is given, and Mele is a Makom Hashina. That's the Rosh Hashem is by. And Mele, that's a Makom Hashina. So when you take that Torah, there's Moses, and you place him in an Aron, which we identify him as an Aron HaEvdos, and we put it into the Mishkan HaEvdos, we have now created a Makom and Hashra's Hashina of Barbasol. Having now created a place, designated, and created a place that's a Makom Shemagadlan by Torah. There's now a Makom Hamikdash, a Makom Shemagadlan by Torah, can we see in case of Torah? Now it's a base of Lakim. I'll try it to be a Makom Vizeh Shara Shemaya now. If we become a Makom of the Skarvus, of the aforementioned Shchino, I should say, the Skarvus, how you do avoid and feel it too much, I show us a Shchino. Because Russia is more of a Shchino. This is the dichotomy, if you want to call it that. It's between what's Hamikdash being on the one hand, the Makom for Aron HaEdos, the Makom of the Megadlan by Torah, who are being a Makom for the Megadlan by Tefillah. So the focus of Shuv and Leif, seems to be ultimately, is that being that, we're talking about a Makom that's a Hamikdash Makom, which is another way of saying we have a miniature base of Hamikdash. And we have two Makomis that to some degree can be associated with the Makom HaMikdash. Here we don't have one place that we could say is both Kimitzi and Kaitse Taitin, the Makom Shemagadlan by Taitin. We don't have a synthesis as we did. We have the Lishkas HaGozes and we have the Mizbeach, the Yachad, which is one and the same. In Golos, we have both the Knesios, which are the Makom Shemagadlan by Tefillah. And we have the Bakim Midrashim, which are the Makom Shemagadlan by Taitin. And the Tzidah, and the synthesis, the symbiosis between the two things, we leave it to Rabbi Yishalom. Rabbi Yishalom is the name of Rabbi Baruch Hu and Al-Adam Yishalom on the one hand, and we have both the Kinesis on the other hand, that we avail ourselves, so to speak, of the fact that Rabbi Yishalom is Mashra Shkin and Klal Yisrael, so we have both the Kinesis, we will miscard if the Rabbi Yishalom we have Mekayim Bishom Agadu Betfila, but they're two different distinct Mekayim. So the Shaila becomes, in the Mikdash, from the Mikdash Ma'at, which parallels ultimately the Kedusha Yisrael, the Kedusha Amidah of the Beis Mikdash, what is mostly identified, what is ultimately, which has the greater Kedusha? Is it, or could we say, like a Shiva Levi, Tzaitain, and the Mokash of the Adam by Taida, which is the Kedusha? Why? Because ultimately, we're calling the Beis Hamikdash as a Mishkan HaEdos, whose focus, whose entire focus and source of Kedusha is ultimately the fact that it's a Makom Shemagadlan by Torah. And the Megla, the Torah, it's the reason that the Beis Hamikdash has the Makom Kedusha. Or do you look at it and you say, yeah, but remember, like the Meshech Chochmah says, once it was Hukam HaMishkan, as long as there was, it wasn't yet a Makom HaVoyd HaFly, so was everybody here on the Makom that the source of Kedusha is the Makom that the Kohen Gadol goes into once a year. I was going to say that the source of the Kedusha is the Makom Yudim HaDomeh that says that the Dibur comes to Klal Yisrael from the Makom HaMishkan. That's not to say that that's a greater source of Kedusha, that's associated, the Makom HaVoyd is associated with more Kedusha than the Makom of the Olam, because ultimately the source of the Kedusha is the Olam. But once it was Hukam HaMishkan, the Yeshayim says, once it was Hukam HaMishkan, now we have a Makom HaVoyd. And the Torah's place within the Mishkan is there ultimately. Of course, it's in a greater Kedusha. But its Kedusha is there ultimately to enable Klal Yisrael to be the God, to be in a Makom Shemagadlan by Tefillah. So if you have now a Mikdash Ma'at, which parallels and corresponds to the Beis HaMikdash HaGadol, whose etzem and ikki Kedusha is ultimately for the purpose of it being a Makom Shemagadlan, the question is, again, we don't talk about the Beis HaMikdash as being a place that you go to learn Torah. It is, because it's at the root of the Beis HaMikdash, its source of Kedusha is being fed by the fact that there's an order in the Lishkas HaGozes which enables Klal Yisrael to go there and to be discarded to Rabbanu Shlomo. So Rabbi Yochanan says, ultimately, that Mokim HaMikdash, that's in the Ikka Kedusha, the primary Kedusha of the Mokim HaMikdash, will Ledoidus be associated with that place whose purpose is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, not whose essence is the essence of the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. The essence of the Kedusha is, of course, that it's a Mokum Shemagadu by Torah. But does that mean that the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum, is the Mikdash Ma'at, whose Kedusha is Yisayda on the Beis HaKnesses? Or is the Beis HaKnesses, which is ultimately the Mokum Shemagadu by Avoda, that is really the best representation and in the miniature form it parallels most the Beis HaMikdash, which was a Mokum that ultimately whose purpose, whose goal, whose tachlis was a Mokum Shemagadu by Avoda and Tefillah. This is the chat we find, famous Lehevi we find. Brachas on the Chesam and Aleph, Mara says, the Omer Abayi, Medeish have a Gerisna B'doi Beisa, Yimatzlina B'Bei Knishna. Abayi says in the Chesam Brachas, initially, originally, we used to learn in the Beis HaMikdash, and we used to daven in the Beis HaKnesses. We used to go from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Mokum Shemagadlin by Teira, and we used to then go to the second Mokum Shemagadlin by Teira. Kiva de Shemanu lahod amr Rabchiyo Barami Mishmei Deruva. Once we heard of the memory of Rabchiyo Barami Mishmei Deruva, that what? That miyoyim shecholev Beis HaMikdash eilu lagar Baruch Hu Ba'olam ayal ha'ana ba'am shal ha'lochim u'vad. That the Rabbi Shalom has in this world Miyam Shachar of Beis HaMikdash only Har B'Hamish Al-Alocha is Le'ehavi Matzlina Elahecha De'Gerisa. So from the point and the time that I heard that memory, I'm not aware that there was such a psevarot, that the Rabbi Shalom is Masha Yishmita primarily Miyam Shachar of Beis HaMikdash in a Mokim of Dalar Hamish Al-Alocha. It is only assumption that it is a Beis HaMikdash is a Mokim HaShchina, is a Mokim HaShchina, is a Mokim HaShchina. And if you want to be miskali valide avoid in tefillah to Rabbanu Shalom, so the name of that Peder, that's in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, there's a certain kedusha associated with Beis HaMikdash, but that has no shmeches to a mokum to being a mokum shemagadlin by tefillah. When it comes to go to a mokum shemagadlin by tefillah, we don't have one central place. We have a mokum that we learn in a Beis HaMikdash. We have a mokum in the Beis HaKnesses, so we go from the Beis HaMikdash to the Beis HaKnesses to daven. He says, once he heard, so that means, that's to say, that the Lishkas HaGozos, which is the source of the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, the source of the Kedusha, that power source, that mokum that the Yid is able to be the sky of most to the Rabbanu Shalom, primarily, that's not to say that the Beis HaKnesses is not a mokum. Of course it is. Remember, the entire machlokes is what is the bayis gadol, which is the ultimate source of kedusha. And they're calling there's one bayis gadol. Everybody agrees that there's a kedusha based on nesses and a kedusha based on medish. And either one or both of them are associated to some degree with Hashuras Hashchina. But if you're trying to get to the ultimate source of kedusha, and Hashuras Hashchina in Klal Yisrael. So once he heard the memory of the Eilad Agav Baruch Hu, Ma'ilama Eilad Dalar Ami Shalalocha Bilvad, Miyoyim Shechar HaBeis HaMikdash, what does it mean, Miyoyim Shechar HaBeis HaMikdash? What's meant this? That means, because Bizman Abayis, the Mokum of the Rabbi Shalom wasn't the Lishkas HaGol, it was the Mitzvah Zayt Zitam. On Miyoyim Shechar HaBeis HaMikdash, where did that power source, where did that Ikka Mokum Hashem Hashem descend to? Into the Bata Midrashim, into the Dalar Ami Shalalocha, once he heard that we have in a mokum limud ha'tayda, is the ikka mokum ha'shuras ha'shchina, so it's not poshut, when you're getting up from the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to be davening, the ikka mokum tefillah is in the mokum of, the ikka mokum avoyda is the mokum shemagadlin by avoyda, is in the same place that it's the mokum shemagadlin by tefillah, like it was in the Beis HaMikdash. The more continues, Ravami Ravasi, Avogav Dehavi Nitzleisa Beknishta Betveri, Bam Ravasi, even though they had 13 Bhakti Knesilas Kefaria, 13 shuls, Lemantli Alabene Amudi, Elfidabigas. They davened only in the place, Bene Amudi, in between the pillars, which is the place that they used to, where they used to learn. The Abbe Smadish, that's where they used to daven. What does it mean? There's a machloek, it's just an halachic. Here, the Rambam says this is assuming that you have a minion in the Beis HaMedrash. This is all assuming that there's going to be a Tfilah of the Tzibah. But the Rambam, Maila of being in the Beis HaMedrash, it's the Tzidusha of Kala Ram Shalalach Bilad, it's being the sticker source of Tzidusha, is of course tremendously important, but it's not Oike, or it doesn't overcome the Maila of Tfilah of the Tzibah. Two brings that showing that they learning that Rav Ami Ravasi used to daven even if they didn't have, and they have tefillah with Tzibah, but that was a mufrashim mokeh, not tefillah. But if we did that as it may, what does it mean? Matzlina heichad ela bene amudi. So Rashi says an interesting lashon over here. So Rashi, what we're referring to it as bene amudi, matzlina the beis hamedrash. This is used to daven between the amudim. So Rashi Mistoma was, I don't really look very much into this, but Rashi's Lashon is certainly interesting. Bene Amudi, so Rashi Shebeis HaMedrash Nochoin Aleim Ulmalim. So Rashi, we used to daven Bene Amudi, what does it mean between the pillars? Between the pillars, that the Beis HaMedrash was supported by it above. It had pillars that supported the Beis HaMedrash. And beneath or between those pillars that supported the Beis HaMedrash, that's that, which is to say, the Mokim, the Dalai Lama Shalom Mokim, is the place in which they died. The Beinei Amudi that's supporting the Beis HaMedrash, the Chayda, the way we're understanding at least, the Gemara is saying, Beinei Amudi, because ultimately, the Mokim of Hashras Hashina, the Beis HaLakim, which is Mokim and Kinei, the Beis HaMedrash, Shalmaila, is the Beis HaMedrash. That's the Engel HaGash Baruch Hu, Lod Alham, Shalmalocha. So Rashi is saying that the Amudim over here, where they daven, was the place in which, above it was Beis HaMedrash, Nochoin Aleim Ulmala. The Beis HaMedrash was above that. And above that Mokim that was associated with the Engel HaGash Baruch Hu, Lod Alham, Shalmalocha, that became the Mokim of Tfilah, because the Mokim Shem Gadlin by Torah ultimately is the place, is the Mokim of Hashem Sashinah, which is, lends itself mostly to the Iskarvus of the Yid to be discarded through that Shinah, with that Shinah, to be Mispalel at the Agananiya of the Hoye Enev Libi Shom Kol Yom. I think pay more attention to this in a few different ways. When you yeshiva, you have to think of, there's the learning, there's the davening. Of course, the learning that usually we tend to give more importance to. Davening, everybody loves davenings. The shul's attentive. On the davening, go to yeshiva to daven. Everybody's here learning some meta. So the Beis HaMedrash doubles as a Beis HaMedrash. Doubles as a Beis HaMedrash. They should get up in another room. They should daven in the Beis HaMedrash. That's not the truth. You read these Gemaras. You read the Gemara here, Daf Ches. It ties together. You used to think about tefillahs as being inextricably directly linked to the Torah that we learn. With Rabbeim in a mokah, to Dalai Lama's Enel Hashbokh, Dalai Lama Shalalokh, that becomes the Ikkar mokah of Shor Sashinah. That Klal Yisrael has, that's the Mokim of Kimitzi and Tetzel Torah, that's our Lishkas HaGozes. So that's not the Mikra, that's not just, it just works out. But that becomes, at a quarter to eight, at 3 o'clock, that just happens to become our Mokim HaTzvila. Rami and Rav Asi stopped going to both the Knessiyas. Rabbi said, Mirei, she thought that he should call him Tami Beis HaKnesses. And the Mir Paskinen, the Fiyemis, who passed like a Pshu Belevi, that the Mokoyim, Bayis HaGodoy, if the Kedushin is, the Kedushin is Beis HaMedrash. I feel like it sounds here from the Gemara Brochus. The Beis HaMedrash has a greater degree of Kedushin. And in Mele, you could sell a shul and buy a Beis HaMedrash, because the Mokim Shemagadim by Toyer is Doch the Iker, that ultimately it took him the Skadu to Rabbi Shemagadim, and to hope that we seek to Rabbi Shemagadim and Yitvilis, you need to maximize, and you need to leverage the greatest Mokim HaShoros HaShkina that exists in the world. And that Mokim HaShoros HaShkina is like a Rabbi Shemagadim, and it's like a Rabbi Shemagadim. So the davening, why are we talking about davening at Tzibur? That might even be take precedence over davening in the Beis HaMedrash, pointed around. But that's a given. But to understand that to be mechavan, to be aware of the fact that there's a connection between being in yeshiva and toiling and being assembled and sinus in the Beis HaMedrash with chaverim and with rabbayim, and then shtel zechavek ashman esra and beseeching and asking the Rabbi Shalom for the tzrochim, the chayim, for the olam hazeh. There's a connection between the Lim Rakhoy, the Olam Hafak, and the Lim Rakhoy, and the Chayyushah of the Tzvillah. The Chayyushah of the Tzvillah could be leveraged and maximized. It goes greatly if a Yid is aware and a Hakzan Kavani that he's standing in a Mokim Ezer Akim and Beisel Akim. And a Mela as such, it's a Beisel Akim, because a Mela can is very, and a Mela that's the Mokim, that's the Chayyushah. It first has to be a Mokim, which is Beisel Akim. It goes both ways. Ben Torah understands that when he's learning beyond, and of course the learning of Lamp Lashma and his Isaac and his King in Atoda, but the learning has a direct effect to the extent that his learning is aware that it's a mockery for Nashua Sashina, and it has a direct effect ultimately on his Tridus, and vice versa. He's being mispalo, that he understands that it's not the mikra that he's being mispalo in Beis HaMedrash, Shemokim, Shemadavim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Shut this off.